1 Corinthians chapter 3. Yet I myself, brothers, was not able to speak to you as one does to spiritual people, but only as one does to carnal people, as to infants in Christ. I have given you milk to drink rather than food, for you were not yet able to take it, and even now you still can't, for you are still carnal. For where there is rivalry among you, and strife, and dissensions, are you not carnal, and do you not walk according to man? For whenever a person says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Well, who is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you came to believe? And each has a ministry according to what the Lord gave him. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but God who gives the growth. But he who plants and he who waters are one agency, and each will receive his own reward according to his own labour. For we are God's co-workers, you are God's cultivated field, God's building. I have laid a foundation as a wise master builder according to the grace of God given to me, and another is building on it. But let each one watch how he builds on it, for no one can lay any other foundation than the one which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if anyone builds gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw on this foundation, each person's work will become manifest, for the day will show it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will prove what kind of work each person's is. If anyone's work, which he has built on, remains, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved. But this is how, as through fire. Do you not know that you are the sanctuary of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone spoils the sanctuary of God, God will spoil him, for the sanctuary of God is holy, which is what you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself to be wise in this age, let him become foolish, in order that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it stands written, He catches the wise in their own cunning. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one among men boast, for all things are yours, whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, whether present or future, everything is yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's.